This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Just when you thought you were turning a corner, just when you thought, go back to that Friday night at Oracle Park when you were just wallowing and you were just so damn happy and all those Dodgers fans' misery. Willy Adames was balling. Jung-Hoo Lee was making plays. Everything was going your way on that Friday night just a couple weeks ago, Joey. And then you lose two against the Dodgers. And then you go into the All-Star break. But you know what? You're okay. You feel like you're just right there. If you come out hot, come out on fire, maybe, just maybe, you could still win this division or just, you know what, be a playoff team. And they still are. They're still in the conversation. But you go out there and you get swept the way you do. Verlander looks like he's cooked. He's done. It looks over for him. And I've been caping up for the guy. I'm going to be honest. I've been saying, you know what, it's been a little bit of bad luck. It didn't look good Friday. Couldn't even get through three innings. He looks cooked. Then you lean on your two best pitchers. Logan Webb and Robbie Ray, 6'3", 8'6", Blue Jays, hottest team in baseball. They roll through you the way you did. Elliot Ramos, bad defense in the outfield. It was just everything that could have gone wrong this weekend went wrong. And I think a lot of Giants fans are now left scratching their heads at, are we even going to be buyers? Can we be buyers? Are we going to be sellers? We got the deadline in less than 2 weeks. How are you feeling about this Giants team right now, Joe, compared to where you felt heading into the All-Star break?
I think there's a fair point that this team is just who they are, as in they got off to a great start the first 2 weeks of the season, and they've been basically under 500 since. And they have had no point this year where two guys have been hot simultaneously.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Now, we're a real big chunk of the way through the season. There's an argument to be made that they've actually outpitched what they should be outpitching right now, given where their bullpen is in terms of taxation. The fact that they really don't have a fourth or fifth starter currently. You can make a big argument that, man, Logan Webb and Robbie Ray are both all-stars, and this is where you're at. multiple games behind the wild card. And you got to jump a bunch of teams just to even feel like you have a chance at the playoffs. But that's not where I'm feeling this morning. Like, two things. First, Toronto's great. Not good, great. I underrated them. Didn't know a lot about them. Don't pretend to know a lot about them. They're the team that has players that you want to poach.
Right.
And I think we dramatically have underrated how good they are in relation to the rest of the American League. They're a team that I could see now representing the American League in the World Series. That's how good they are. They hit the crap out of the ball. And in back-to-back games, you saw them just absolutely bludgeon Logan Webb and Robbie Ray. When was the last time that happened?
I can't remember a time all season. Maybe there was one time, but those guys back-to-back don't get hit up like they did.
Barreled, and both guys high pitch count early in the game, and they had to get knocked out. I mean, obviously Verlander looked awful on Friday. I actually thought he stayed in there an inning too long. Yeah. He looked terrible. There's just no other way around
it. Tristan Beck in relief looked pretty good. Like they saved their bullpen in that game. Yeah, they did. Yeah. Good.
I mean, we could talk a lot about run support, and all that's true. Independent of run support, he has been subpar. There's no other way around it. But that's not my thoughts today. Like, I actually think the Giants are a good team. I know they're on a season high of 5 losses in a row. Yep. This is a low point right now. You know, the Dodgers are reeling right now, and you can't gain any ground. And I understand the frustration of punching the air and feeling like you've been watching the same crap as a Giants fan for over a decade. A team that just refuses to hit with runners in scoring position. A team where one guy will be hot and 6 or 7 aren't. A team where it just feels like they don't have any boppers. A team that wastes offensive output because they can't hold the lead. There's a lot to be angry with, but I still feel like bullish on this team. And I know they're at their season low right now, and they're heading into a very tough spot in Atlanta where pitching goes to die.
Braves stink, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. They're not they're
but
not
this is a get-right series
not
for them.
Not to say that the Giants haven't been stinking lately. They have. They've lost 5 in a row. But I could live with getting swept. Again, I don't want to get swept. I can live with getting swept by maybe the best team in baseball right now, the way they're playing, the Toronto Blue Jays. You cannot lose this series in Atlanta and expect me to take you seriously going forward. So this is a massive series. And again, John Smoltz, Braves legend and Hall of Famer, joining us at 7 o'clock.
I think where I get frustrated, look, it might not happen all year, but can we just get like Chapman and Adamas playing good at the same time? Can we get Raffy and Adamas playing good at the same time? Can Raffy play good? Right. You know, like that's a question all in itself. Can we play some defense? You know, what's going on with Ramos out in left field?
Yikes.
You know, there's a lot of questions that I have on this team right now. You know, finally Matt Chapman busts out in yesterday's game. Adamas, the 2 home run game, feels like you wasted that output.
Yeah.
But, like, I just want to see what this team would look like if 2 of their better players, whether it be Chapman and Adamas, whether it be Raffy and Ramos, Raffy and Adamas, Raffy and Chapman, any combination, pick somebody. Can 2 of these guys have a week together? Can we just see it once this year? And until then, I feel like I'm going to be stubbornly still bought in on this team.
What? But why, I guess? Like, what? Why are you still so bullish on this team when they've shown you at least...
Because I like a lot of these guys.
I'm not trying to be cynical here.
No,
I'm not.
Because I like a lot of these guys.
Okay,
and I just feel like it hasn't synced up for whatever reason.
Why do you like these guys?
Well, like, I think Adamas is playing the best he's played of his entire Giants tenure. And ever since Raffy's shown up, he has been... You know, the pressure's been completely lifted from him. Yeah, that's number one.
He was batting like 190 a month ago. He's batting 222. So he's been a lot better.
Yesterday was an ofer.
Yes.
Right? Like, he legitimately could be at 235 by the end of the August. Yes. Right? Like,
that's not been their problem.
No.
Yes.
You know, missing Chapman for as long as they do, I still feel like he's playing himself into game speed.
Right.
And I look at Raffy Devers, and I just don't know what to do with Raffy Devers. Do you sit him for a month? I've almost come to the conclusion where I feel like I've done the full circle. I just think he's not going to be right all year.
And then what do you do with that?
I don't know.
Do you sit him down? Do you just take your licks there? Like, I'm very curious to see what this Giants team can do these next few weeks, because they're going to ultimately force Buster Posey's hand, right? The team will tell Buster whether to invest in them or not at the deadline. Like, it's in their hands right now.
I don't think that these handful of games is going to sway them one way or the other. I do believe that they've had discussions prior to this week of, like, where do we go? I think that's every front office, Joe, I think, does it.
I mean, they're 52-48. They're 4 games over. So if they're hovering around 500, right, in, what is it, 10 days' time, That's the trade deadline, July 31st, 10 days time. If they're hovering around 500 still, then I got a hard time envisioning them like of being like, all right, let's double down on this team. Now, maybe they do. Like, they're playing a team in the Braves that did that just a couple years ago, right, where the Braves were kind of like mired in mediocrity, but they felt like, hey, you know what? We could still be a playoff team, and lo and behold, they got hot. They won the whole damn thing. Baseball's weird like that, where it can happen. And if Robbie Ray and Logan Webb are your 1-2 punch in the playoffs, then yes, anything could happen in a given series. That being said, it's the offense right now for me that I don't know if there's a cure-all for it. I know I've heard from you, I've heard from Bonte, I've heard a lot of people. Well, if they can just get a true leadoff hitter, a guy that they could, you know, buy low on or buy high, whatever, like a project or something like that. Who's this guy, Edwards or whatever from Miami? I don't know. Like, you know, you brought up O'Neill Cruz. Is he the guy that you take a risk on? I don't know. I just know right now the combination of Adamas, Chapman, Devers, and Ramos, it's not going to be that team that's going to take you over the top in a lineup every single day. Those aren't going to be the guys to do it. There needs to be someone else.
So what, you're punting on this?
Punting on it. I'm just going to be honest. I don't know if Buster Posey's going to be in a position to where he could like double down on this team.
Well, I think they need a shakeup. And let's take a step back. Did we expect this team to be 4 games over at this point in the season?
I thought that was a legit expectation. Yeah. I thought that was an expectation. Sure. If you were to tell me before the season, after the All-Star break or a couple games after it, this team is 4 games over, I'd say, okay,
all right.
Sure.
Would you consider me one of the people that probably knows from bottom to top the organization as well as anyone who talks on it?
You're very tapped in. You and Sam Lubman, Garlic Fries and Baseball guys.
Like, I follow all of the minor leagues. I follow the big league team as close as you. I'm talking about the entire roster.
I'd say at the station be you and Willard that love the Giants minor league system the most.
Okay.
Yes.
I just think we all, myself included, underrated what Buster took over. Look at their top prospects right now in their organization. It's Bryce Eldridge, and it's a kid that Buster just signed, who's 17 years old, a couple of months ago. He took over a completely barren cupboard. Now, does that like allow him to just skate on this year? No. Like, I still want to make the playoffs. But I think overall, I think we kind of underrated how bleak the farm is, period. Like, end of discussion. The farm is right now. Now, Fangraphs, I pulled it up. Fangraphs, which basically rates all of the minor league systems in all of baseball. The Giants have the 4th worst farm in baseball.
I just saw MLB.com as well. 28th, they're ranked.
Okay.
Yeah, 4th worst. Yeah.
So where I'm going at with this is that I just think that the job is significantly harder than what I anticipated. You cannot take over an organization, sign some 17-year-old, and he instantly becomes your second best prospect. Mm. That's like how many teams in baseball are doing that?
Yeah.
The bottom three, which is where you're at, right? So that's number one. So your position that you start at is very bleak. The major league roster, I mean, he took over, and I kind of was like, why are you keeping Yaz or whatever? Like, you had to keep Yaz. You don't have much. You literally don't have much. So I look at it and I say to myself, like, their big league team right now is Logan Webb. I'm talking about moving forward. Logan Webb, Adamas, Devers, Chapman. Let's just start there. Those are guys that are veterans on multi-year contracts who have back of the baseball cards that I trust. The rest is up for debate. Whether we're talking about Ramos, Jung-Hoo Lee, Patrick Bailey. You know, I don't know what you do with Robbie Ray as you approach the deadline. He's got another year of team control under his belt after this year. He could be the most sought-after guy in all of the trade land. I'm talking pitcher or non-pitcher.
You said something interesting there. The guys that you trust. Trust doing what, I want to ask?
Being upper echelon big league ball players on a winning team.
Okay, do you think on a winning team, on a playoff team, those players that you listed that you trust, give me the names one more time.
Chapman. Devers.
Okay, Devers.
Chapman.
Okay.
Adamas and Logan Webb.
Okay, that's 4 players right there that you trust.
I would say 3 more than I had 2 years ago.
Fair enough.
For example.
And you don't have Robbie Ray on there.
Well, because Robbie Ray, I don't know what they're going to end up doing ultimately with him. Like, is he with us for 3 years? Oh, I don't know.
It's not
all
the player.
Those other guys
it's not
are
the
on.
Player you don't trust. It's what are you going to do with the player?
Exactly.
Okay,
it's more
it.
Like his status with our team.
Fair enough. So those are the 4 players.
I love Robbie Ray. I would love to keep him, but I also acknowledge he's 33.
Yeah.
Okay. He's got 2 months left under team control this year and next year, and I know that he could net you back something, you know, important. But I don't want to get rid of him. I would prefer to keep him.
They're in such a weird spot for me because on one hand, I'm with you. It feels like this is a veteran team right now that you really should be doubling down on, maybe. And when you just take a step back, you just mentioned the farm system. It's kind of cooked right now. There's nothing. You have Bryce Eldridge and then Wisenhunt, and then that's basically it, right? You got rid of Tibbs, obviously, for the Devers deal. So I hear you on you're still being bullish on them, and that Buster Posey still has to make some moves here about 10 days time, or maybe prior to it. I don't know. It feels like with every loss, I'm kind of saying like, Buster, maybe you should just make a move, another move now, right? But there's parts of me when you bring up a guy like Robbie Ray and we're talking about the farm system, you know, if this team keeps struggling and they're about a 500 or maybe God forbid, but they go a couple games under, do you consider moving off a guy like Robbie Ray or an Elliot Ramos, try to get something back into the farm system to replenish it going forward if this is going to be a lost year, right? Not saying it's a total tank job because you're going to keep the beef of the team, the Chapmans, the Devers, the Adamases, the Logan Webbs, but you just said it, Robbie Ray, another year older. Hell, you know, starting pitching outside of the like the Hall of Fame guys, it falls off very quickly, right? Kind of like running backs in the NFL. When it's gone, it's gone. When the velocity is gone, it's gone. We saw Madison Bumgarner. When the velo went down, he was cooked. It was over. We wanted to hang on to it, but we all realized, you know what? Probably best for Farhan to move off the guy. Didn't re-sign it. Didn't bring it back. You know, Bumgarner felt some type of way about it. Is what it is. I'm not saying Robbie Ray's there yet, but you'd rather move off a guy a year or two too soon than too late, especially with pitching.
Okay. And I think there's a valid argument for that. I'm just not ready to do that. And I think that this team right now, the reason why they've given out these contracts, because they can ill afford to put crummy big leaguers who are AAA guys at the big league level. Like, you can't get rid of Robbie Ray right now.
Not right now.
He means too much to you.
Not right now.
I know what he can net me long term, but he means too much to you.
10 days time? You don't consider it? No. If they go on a losing streak here, they're on a 5-game one right now. What if it turns into 10?
Like, the guy you want to add is Mitch Keller. Like, that's what you want to do. You want to add Mitch Keller to Robbie Ray and Logan Webb. Now, Mitch Keller's got $54.5 million from 2026 to 2028 left on his contract. It's going to cost you someone like an Elliot Ramos. It is. And I know Giants fans don't want to hear this today, but the reality is that if you know that moving forward, Adamas and Chapman are on this team, do you want another high strikeout guy who isn't the greatest defender in the outfield playing on your team alongside those guys?
See,
even if he is under a cost-controlled price tag currently.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community with countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Ooh,
inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.